Chamber of Commerce monthly meeting taking place again yesterday. You had a busy day as well with the meeting, and of course the big day with the YMCA too.
Yes, it's not slowing down at all. We have ribbon cuttings coming up. Yesterday we voted on first quarter honor business, so we'll be setting all of that up to recognize. We had the MEDC was the fourth quarter honor business. We voted on new board members. We just had a lot on the agenda. We spoke about the bash coming up. That's going to be June 28th. I have some food trucks coming in. I was able to convince a Thai food truck from Omaha to come in. Mm-hmm. And so if they do well, they may come back for Heritage Day. So my daughter lives a couple blocks from the Jean Leahy Mall, and we went on a walk with the dogs and walked up to the food truck. I'm like, come on, please, we need to have you. So he did tell me, we've been emailing back and forth, he's going to be in town the 27th. If he does set up at Norris Park or somewhere in town, I'll let the public know too. But food trucks will start serving down on C Street starting at noon. We will have C Street closed off starting in the morning. And then also West First will be closed off, just that first half of the block off of B Street. We're excited because we're doing something new this year with the bash. We're moving it from the golf course back downtown. The car show is going on. The cruise will be going on that evening. And so it's just like one big block party. Mm-hmm. And so you will literally get to walk C Street for several blocks and take everything in. I know Wagner's have a lot going on. They always have kids' activities, all of the cars. So food trucks starting at noon, and then the car show. People will start arriving about 1:30. And then Tour de Nebraska will be in town, so we'll have an extra 500 or so people joining us for the block party. We're going to have a beer garden set up starting at 5 o'clock on C Street. We'll have music. Gotcha Covered is a 70s, 80s band that's coming in. Thanks to Wagner sponsoring that. We will not be charging admission, so the only thing you need to bring money for is for food and beverages. We are with the beer garden. We're tying in. We want to put some bleachers in so people can eat their food, drink their beer, listen to the music, and watch the cruise all at the same time. So it was important with that beer garden. We have a large area. So that will be kind of the chamber's fundraiser is just the beverages that we can sell. So come out, support the local food trucks. We have Fast Eddie's Pizza going to be there, Carniceria, a lot of other ones that we're going to have. So starting at noon and going until they're done or they sell out. So we're excited. We will have tables and chairs set up, but if you want to bring your lawn chairs, set it up in the street, we'd love to have you do that as well, or leave them in your car. We'll take a look around at everything and then eat, and then you can go get them, put them in the street. So that is June 28th. And like I said, there's no purchase necessary for tickets. It's all included. And so we're excited for that. And then we're going to have our sidewalk sales starting July 17th. This is the third Thursday. Chamber's taken over that third Thursday. So I know KICX is going to be down there. Mm-hmm. Doing some remote, and if the businesses want to come talk about their promotions, they're more than welcome to. Their chamber members. We have, for our chamber members, we have our annual banquet April 30th. I do have RSVP. You can just call the office, email me too. I will have Fast Eddie's and Carniceria available to purchase. Interesting enough, when I was registering with the Secretary of State, I wanted to know when the chamber started, and so I looked up the original articles, and the chamber had signed their paperwork with the Secretary of State April 30th, 1931.
Wow.
So our annual meeting will be our 94th anniversary, mm-hmm. and so we have cake to celebrate. That's a long time to be around. Next year, the chamber is going to go all out. Above and beyond, because it'll be our 95th anniversary. And so I'm already planning ahead for next year, too. So we're excited about that. And then we do have Heritage Days. I do have 27 vendors already signed up for the park.
Cool.
And so that's exciting. We're going to try to build that food area and kind of have like a food alley. So if you know of anyone that wants to sign up, vendor booths are $20, food booths are $40. So we're keeping the prices the same. I am going to be working on opening up like the Honor Family registration. So I've had some people contact me for that. Parade registration is also open. And then this Friday is the last day at 5 o'clock is when it closes. We have the Educator of the Year nomination form. And so if you have an educator out there in the area that has helped your child, is went above and beyond, we want to be able to recognize them. So we have a committee that gets together and goes through each teacher and their information that they have sent in to us. The committee doesn't know who that teacher is, so I remove all that personal information off of each of the forms, and they just have a grading system. It's kind of funny because most of them are teachers and mm-hmm. they're grading. So, but then last year we did something new, and instead of selecting one educator, we started selecting two. And this way we have two educators that will get the prize of $2,500 and that recognition. And so I really wish that I could give all of the teachers recognition, because that is a thankless job, the hours and their patience that they put in. And so we really appreciate all of them. And so if anybody has they want to nominate a teacher, you can go to our Facebook page. Yesterday I shared that form again. Scan the QR code. It's really easy mm-hmm. to fill that in too. So just a reminder, annual banquet, if you're a chamber member and you want to come, let me know, RSVP, look at that e-blast because I have all that information in there. I also mailed out postcards to everyone. And then we have a ribbon cutting for McCook News Now. That will be at the Keystone 2 o'clock on Monday. And then the following Monday, so 2 weeks from now, basically, we'll have Highland Park Community, Retirement Community. We're going to have their ribbon cutting on that Monday at 2 o'clock as well, too. So, and that will be out at Highland Park. And then I'll be announcing the first quarter Honor Business Award. So yeah, lots of fun stuff. If you ever have any questions, please reach out and contact me at the office. I'm 345-3200. My email address is director@mccookchamber.org. If you're a chamber member and you have jobs that you're trying to fill, remember that listing on the chamber job board is free. You just log into your chamber account and I will get information. Anyone in the community that has any events coming up, please send me the flyers, also add it to the community calendar. I'm trying to build that as much as possible. The app, Explore McCook app, I've been adding a few more resources on there. I have it, you can't see it right now, I was working on it this morning. It's a family resource center, or family resources under the Welcome to McCook. If you know of someone that's struggling with getting food, transportation, and clothing, I am building a section so you know who to contact, what their hours are. We also have the senior resources. This weekend with the high school rodeo, we're listing all the event lineup, the participants. So that app is just fantastic. It's continuing to grow and get that information out. So we're excited. So if any, again, Facebook page, McCook Chamber, check us out. We're also on Instagram. I'm toying with the idea of TikTok. So we'll see about this. I might have to have a couple of my daughters show me. So
yeah, I'm in the same boat. Younger people know a lot more than I do about that.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to reach that younger generation too. Right. And try to get them involved, especially with the McCook Creative District and their third Thursdays. It'll be starting up in May. Mm-hmm. And we have so much going on in town. And so to connect everything, and whether they're back visiting from college or interning, we want to be able to connect new, current, and existing residents. So, yep, my ears are always open. If you have anything or have any concerns too, or see something that's incorrect on the app, please feel free to reach out. Again, phone number is 345-3200. If I'm not there, leave a message. Email address is director@mccookchamber.org. Facebook page is McCook Chamber of Commerce.
Of course, Senator Merman continues to have his weekly conference call every 2 weeks, and he had an interesting one this morning again.
He did. Yep, 8:15 on that Thursday, so 2 weeks from today. And we have our retailer meeting next Tuesday at 10, and I had to try to keep everything. I have a Heritage Day meeting on Monday, ribbon cutting on Monday, bash meeting on Tuesday, and then retail meeting on Tuesday as well. So, like I said, if I'm not in the office, please leave me a message because I'm always coming and going.
A lot of good things coming up. It's going to be very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
You betcha. Yep. Awesome. And again, the Chamber meets every third Wednesday of every month.
Yes. Yep, at noon. Yep. So
there you go.